Good morning. This is Terry Laundrie with the early morning special update for the beginning of the day for June 23rd. The new chart that we have up today shows what is likely to be the beginning of a new T. I have it listed in the chart as the potential new T. It qualifies with all the things that we've been talking about as far as necessities and concepts and so forth. So I just wanted to put up the special update and go over and note a couple of things in the chart, just basically showing the blue T's with a very thin cash buildup line so you can see everything else. we know that one of the things that we're supposed to know anyway from history is that we're going to have to get the old T to expire and let the market come down to the minimum level, which is the black line and the 55-day moving average, before you can get a new T. You have to have a cash buildup line. We've got a very large left side potentially for the new T. And we know that at the center post of the T, we're supposed to have some rising bottoms patterns. Well, the sharp decline that we had the day before yesterday didn't bring the oscillator down to the low of a few days before that. The market has come up. Yes, the oscillator came up yesterday. It was a mixed day yesterday, but the oscillator came up. And there's a Fed a meeting that's likely to come up with something that could be good news, and the market is called higher. To confirm the T, all you really have to do is break the market up through the downtrend line on the green line, and that's very easy to do now because the market's oversold, so the oscillator can rise quite quickly. I'd also point out that there is another rising bottoms pattern back in the middle of May, and if you look at the S&P 500 price, what you're going to see is that what we're doing is retesting the 890 level, which was approximately where those did some double bottoms in May. That puts you on a support line. Furthermore, the advanced decline T that we discussed, because let me back up and say, T's usually have their center post rallies down on the green line if you're in a, or rally start in a bear market from the green line, which is the lower part of the channel. In bull markets, they are likely to start at the black line, which is the mid channel. They never start from a higher level than the black line. So you only got two places you're going to start a T from, and this qualifies as one. In the beginning stages of an advanced decline T, the market does not generally ever go down very low because there's so much money around. So this would be the normal place to have the rally start with a new advanced decline T. Now, to check on the advanced decline T, we then went over to the high-yield bonds, drew in T's, and what they are is they're just a slightly smaller version that's more adaptable as to where you get superior growth in that investment, which is a good investment. But basically, that's showing the same thing, that you started a center post and you have some time to go up in the future, so that there's going to be a whole bunch of T's coming here, and it's not unusual to have this kind of a decline. So that pretty much puts you into the case. Next week, I probably will just confirm the T and so forth and talk about some new plans that we have. I'm bringing a new math major on board. Her name is Debbie, and she's going to do a lot of the work that tracking down ideas that need to be clarified, computations that need to be made. And we're going to try to reorganize the site so that it's a little bit easier. She thinks that it's very difficult to navigate, which is because things just went up as they were being written. So we're going to start to move that stuff around and work on that. Hopefully, if this T gets going and it proves to be a very good one, then we have plenty of time to delve into that sort of thing. So that's it for today. Any kind of an upside breakout, I would take as beginning of a new T. Bye-bye.